今天是安息圣日，早上的崇拜机会要跟各位互相参考的题目是“天国好像买卖人”。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day, and this morning I would like to use the topic "The Kingdom of Heaven is like a merchant" as our mutual encouragement.
我们请看马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 45 and 46.
马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。主耶稣在这边讲一个天国的比喻。
Jesus gave a parable of the heavenly kingdom here.
他说天国好像买卖人。
He said the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
有关这个比喻呢，我们几个月前有谈过。
We have talked about this parable a few months ago.
天国当然是神的国，也是指的我们神的教会。
The kingdom of heaven is of course referring to the kingdom of God. It also refers to the church of God.
当然也包括天国的福音的推广。
Of course, it includes the preaching of the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
那么基督徒呢，也要像商人有商人的智慧。
And as Christians, we have to have the wisdom of a merchant.
也有商人的忠诚。
And also loyalty.
才能够获得这些客人的信任。
In order to gain the trust of your clients.
那么一个商人呢，他不能够把他以现有的为满足。
As a merchant, you cannot be satisfied as what he had.
他必须有高大的抱负与热切的愿望。
He has to have great ambitions and hope.
对未来呢，才能够充满了光明啊。
So that his future can be bright.
那么以我们信徒来说
，And for us believers,
我们有商人的这种精神
，We must have this attitude of a merchant.
就能够获得我们的主人耶稣基督的厚厚的赏赐。
Then we can receive great blessing from our Master Lord Jesus.
所以我们教会呢有很多商人，他们能够贡献他们的精神与智慧在教会里面。
Therefore, in our church, we see many merchants who can offer their wisdom and their effort.
那么教会的圣工的推展呢，帮助很大。
So it really helps development of the holy work in church.
当然呢，教会要发展是在乎神的祝福与带领。
Of course, for church to progress, it depends on the guidance and the blessing of the Lord.
但是信徒呢，是他的工具。
But the believers are his utensils.
一切的推动是借着信徒来做的。
And all the development must be done through the believers.
那么有关这个比喻呢对我们推动圣工也有很好的勉励。
And this parable also gives us good encouragement when we try to develop the church.
这个题目的第五我有谈到这个变卖一切。
And in part 5 of this topic, I talk about selling everything.
来买这一颗宝贵的珠子。
To buy this valuable pearl.
有关这一点呢有谈到呢，就是价值观的改变。
And about this, I talk about how we should change our values.
本来你所拥有的，你认为价值很高。
What you had originally, you thought that it was of great value.
但是你后来发现，这一颗珠子呢，比你现有的价值更高。
But later on, you discovered that this pearl you have, the value of it surpassed everything you had right now.
你就去变卖你一切的。来买这一颗珠子。
So you sold everything you had to buy this pearl.
因为你所拥有的是价值最高的。
Because what you have is of the highest value.
不是东西的很多。
It's not about how many you had.
有的人舍不掉他以前很多的东西。
Some people cannot let go of the many things they had before.
当然人总会怀旧啊。
Of course, as humans, we would miss the things we had.
但是呢，一个商人呢，他有敏锐的眼光。
But as a merchant, they have a very acute eyesight.
他会随着时代的变化。
So he would change according to the current time.
来追求新的 追求更有价值的。
To pursue the newest and things of greater value.
一个商人如果没有变卖的勇气，
If a merchant does not have the courage to sell everything he has,
他没有办法获得最高价值的东西。
Then he cannot obtain something that's of the greatest value.
同样的，一个人要经营他的事情。
Similarly, for a person to take care of his own matters,
要不断有变化，随着时代的进步要有变化。
He has to change and improve himself according to the current trend.
有的基督徒一直都很保守。
There are some Christians that are very conservative.
往往这种保守妨碍推动圣工。
And this concept of conservativeness would prevent the holy work from progressing.
神的真理是不可以改变的。
The truth of God cannot be changed.
但是呢，推动圣工传福音的方法要不断改变。
But the way to develop the church and to progress our holy work has to be changed.
所以现在这个电脑的时代。
And so now is the time of computer.
网络已经很普遍。
And internet is quite common.
那么我们的教会是不是应当用网络来传福音呢？
So shall our church use the internet as a media for preaching?
据所知有很多的教派，他们已经在网络里面呢，把他们重要的教义呢，都把它放在里面。
According to what I heard, many denominations have really put their basic doctrines on the internet.
这就是呢，一种变卖以前的，来买新的。
This is in a way selling everything they had before to buy this new thing.
所以变卖也有以多来换少的这种情形。
So selling everything in a way is like exchanging a few things with a lot of things.
把价值低的换价值高的。
Use something that's of lesser value to exchange for something of greater value.
淘汰旧的。
Eliminate what's old.
来买新的。
To buy what's new.
那么我们是不是也有这种看法呢？
Do we also have this kind of concept?
所以变卖也是一种悔改。
Therefore, to sell everything in a way is repentance.
悔改就是承认以前的不太有价值的来改过去，来接受现在新的比较对的、比较好的。
Repentance means that we admit what we had before, the old things we had, is not of much value, and we pursue after new things that's of greater value.
这是以前耶稣在世传福音的一种很重要的口号。
This is a slogan Jesus said when he was on earth preaching the gospel.
请看马太福音第四章十七节。
Please turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”耶稣开始传天国的福音。
So Jesus began to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
他的口号就是“应当悔改”。
The slogan he used was "Repent, for the heavenly kingdom is near."
悔改有多方面的解释。
And about repentance, there are many explanations.
那么我现在要把它解释为呢，把旧价值观弃掉，来接受新的价值观。
And my explanation now is that you must give up the old concept of value to accept the new concept of value.
这是我在第五的时候所阐明的道理。
I have explained this in part 5 of this topic.
那么今天早上呢，要把它把这个变卖归类为两点，就第一点就是推动教会的圣工
And this morning I would like to give 2 points regard this sold everything. The first one is to develop the holy work in church.
第二点就是我们每一个人的灵修跟悔改要连在一起。
And the second point is that our spiritual cultivation must be linked to our repentance.
教会推动圣工呢是人人有责的。
To develop holy work at church is everyone's responsibility.
请看以弗所书第二章第十节。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。 为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们都是主耶稣的工作者。
We are all God's workmanship.
神救赎的计划里面呢，有很多工作要做。
There are many work to do in the plan of the salvation of God.
计划是在乎神呐。
Plan is up to God.
推动是在乎人。
But doing the work depends on man.
那么我们今天能够成为基督里面的人。
But for us to become one in Christ today.
有很多的善事呢，主导我们去推广。
There are many good work that is worthy for us to do.
尤其呢，神所预备的就是我们呐。
Especially, we are the ones prepared by God.
那么我们这些人是不是能够呢，按照主耶稣所讲的道理，把握这个重要的地方来推动呢？
But can we hold on to what's important in the teaching of Jesus and do work on it?
所以天国好像买卖人，这个是其中的一点。
So one of the points is that the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
不要把这个主耶稣所说的商人忽略掉。
Do not neglect this point, merchant talked about by Jesus.
我们往往有一个错误的观念，就是呢，要保守很神圣，很威严，把这个世界的商人，把他认为是世俗，就把他忽略掉。
We often have this wrong concept, which is that we must keep very holy, and we think that merchant is of the world, and we neglect this point.
所以有些呢，在推动一项事情，因为过于保守呢，就没有办法推动。
So a lot of times when we try to develop one work because we're too conservative, we cannot go forward.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，说这个商人呢，他很勇敢，把他所有的变卖掉。
And this parable Jesus talked about, he said that this merchant was very brave and he gave up everything he had before.
这就是改变现状。
This is to change the current situation.
来接受新的。
To accept the new.
那么，在我们教会呢，有很多福音的策略。
And in our church, there are many plans regarding the preaching of gospel.
那么这种策略呢，不能够保守在30年前、50年前的情形啊。
And these methods cannot keep staying on what we had 30 years ago or 50 years ago.
这个策略呢，要不断的改变。
We have to change our method.
10年前所训练的工人，10年后还是用这种策略就不对。
If the workers we trained 10 years ago still use the same method today, then it's wrong.
好几十年前我们在神学院所学习的呢，现在已经在这个世代不适用。
And a couple of decades ago, what we learned in theological school does not apply to the world of today.
这个就是要有变卖的精神。
This means that we have to have the spirit of selling everything.
也就是说善用商人正当的方法。
And this means to use well the methods of merchant.
来发展神的福音啊。
To develop and to preach the gospel of God.
当然呢，能够发展是在乎神，在神的手中。
Of course, for the gospel to be able to be preached out, it is in the hand of God.
但是人呢，不善用神给你的智慧跟恩赐呢，神还是很失望。
But God will be disappointed if we, man, cannot use well the wisdom and the gifts God has given us.
要有属灵的知识，也要有属世的知识。
We must have spiritual wisdom, but we also have to have world knowledge.
只有看重一边呢，是不平衡的。
If you only put emphasis on one side, then you will not have balance.
我们教会在早期呢，老一辈有的反对信徒呢，读书读更高的学历。
In earlier times, there are some elderly people at our church, they do not.Agree that people should get higher education.
认为这个是跟世俗妥协，这个观念是错误的。
They think that by getting a higher education, you are compromising with the world, and this is a wrong concept.
后来渐渐发现，你要当传道，你没有高学历，你怎么去当传道呢？
Later, they slowly realize that for a preacher to be a preacher, if they do not have high education, how can they be one?
有很多世界上的东西我们都要去学习的。
There are many things of this world we must learn.
但是人呢， 还是要重品德，不能够重恩赐跟才能。
But as humans, we still have to put emphasis on our moral values, not just our gifts and talents.
不能够因为你有才能而忽略了你高尚的品德。
You cannot just because you have talents and just neglect your virtues.
那么也就是说呢，我们有很大的才能，但是还是呢，要重品德的提升啊。
This means that even if you have great talents, you still have to put emphasis on increasing your values.
在宗教上，在信仰上成功的人，
and those who are successful in religion,
不是做轰轰烈烈的工作，
are not those who accomplish great work.
能进天国的人才是成功的人。
All those who can enter the heavenly kingdom are those who are successful.
请看路加福音第十章。
Please turn to the Gospel of Luke.
二十节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 20.
路加福音第十章二十节。
Luke, chapter 10, verse 20.
然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。耶稣有一次差遣七十个门徒出去传福音。
Once Jesus sent out 70 disciples to preach the gospel.
给他们赶鬼的能力，
and he gave them this power to cast out demons.
那么他们奉主的名赶鬼，鬼就怕了。
And the demons feared when they cast them out in the name of Lord Jesus.
有这种能力能够获得很多人的欣赏。
And with this kind of power, they were greatly admired by many.
那么也几乎每个传道者都很希望拥有这种能力。
And almost all preachers hope to gain this kind of power.
但是主耶稣呢，听到这些门徒的工作报告以后呢，提醒他们。
But after Jesus heard their work report, he reminded them.
我们的名字在天上呢，一直的都记在那里。
Your names are constantly written in the kingdom of heaven.
所以在信仰上成功的人，就是能够进天国的人。
Therefore, one that is successful in his faith is one that can enter the heavenly kingdom.
那么也就是说，品德比才能更重要。
This means that your good virtue is more important than your talent.
才能要不断的增加，品格要不断的提升啊。
You have to improve your talents and you have to increase your virtue.
请看马太福音第七章。
Please turn to Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7.
二十一节到二十三节。
Verse 21-23.
马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-23.
凡称我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。主耶稣在这边所说的，有的人呢一直不太很深入的了解。
What Jesus said here are not really understood by many.
为什么这些有能力的人没有遵守天父旨意呢？
How come all these people with great talent and ability do not follow the will of the Lord?
为什么这些人主耶稣说我从来不认识你们呢？
How come Jesus said I never knew you to all these people?
其实这些人不见得有赶鬼成功的记录。
Actually, these people might not have the record of casting out demons successfully.
这些人也不见得有神与他同在的记录。
And maybe these people do not have a record of the abidance of the Lord.
这个不是过去式的。
This is not past tense.
虽然呢，现在一直奉主耶稣的名，但是就是没有这种能力啊。
But even though now they keep using the name of Lord Jesus, but they still do not have the power.
使徒时代也有那些行邪术的人奉耶稣的名要赚钱赶鬼啊。
In apostolic times, there are evildoers. They use the name of Lord Jesus to gain wealth.
但是他们行使不出来。
But they cannot actually carry out the power.
那也有以前有这种才能，但是后来呢，他离开主啊。
But also there are people who had the talents before, but later on they depart from the Lord.
那么为什么主耶稣说我从来不认识你们呢？
But why did Lord Jesus say to them, I never knew you?
这个就是神跟人不一样。
This is the difference between God and man.
神有预知的啊这种能力。
God has the ability to foresee.
人没有办法预知啊。
As men, we cannot foresee.
这个人跟神不一样一样的地方。
This is the difference between man and God.
所以发展圣功的人呢，有才能，但品德更重要。
Therefore, those who work on the development of holy work, even though they have to have talents, it's more important for them to have good virtue.
那么在品德里面呢，真诚跟谦卑很重要。
And among good virtues, to be sincere and to be humble are two of the more important ones.
因为主耶稣曾经说，所有敬拜我的人要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜我。
Because Lord Jesus had once said, all those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth.
但是人为了要获得工作的成功啊，获得人的欣赏，往往不真诚啊。
But a lot of times, when men want to gain success in their work and to gain the appreciation of men, they often turn to become insincere.
以为这样可以，其实神不欣赏。
And they thought by doing this would be okay, but actually God would not be pleased.
所以商人里面也有奸商啊，就是这样的。
And so among merchants, there are also unfaithful ones.
东西包装很好看，里面是不好的东西。
And the package of their product would be very nice, but actually what's inside is not good.
东西在广告的时候很好听，其实没有这么好。
And on commercial, all the product sounds really nice, but when you actually get the thing, it's not that good.
但是我们推展天国的福音不是这样，就是实实在在就是神给我们什么恩典，我们就去推广啊。
But when we try to preach the gospel of the Heavenly Kingdom, we should not do it this way. We should just preach what we're giving by God.
那除了真诚以外呢，谦卑也很重要。
Aside from having sincerity, we also have to have a humble heart.
有才能的人往往会忽略了谦卑。
Often a very talented person will neglect humbleness.
所以主耶稣神成为人的时候，特别留给榜样给我们的，其中有一点就是谦卑啊。
So when Jesus became man, he set many examples for us, and one of it is being humble.
柔和跟谦卑啊。
Being gentle and humble.
这是他留给我们的榜样。
These are the examples he set for us.
那还有洗脚礼里面的道理。
And also the teaching in the foot washing sacrament.
这也是在强调啊，谦卑，这个这主耶稣有留下榜样的。
These are all emphasizing on humbleness, and Jesus has set good examples for us.
但是我们往往忽略掉。
But we often neglected these.
因此呢，我们要有转变的、变卖的这种精神，叫做悔改啊。
Therefore, we must have the spirit of selling everything, and the spirit is repentance.
那么有关整个教会来说呢？
And regarding the whole church.
旧的啊。效率不好的这些东西应该要淘汰掉。
The old ways, the inefficient ways should be given out.
那么一族的保守啊，这个旧的观念的呢，这种人员呢，如果在推动的人群当中呢，会受到阻碍。
And the people who keep on holding to the old concept, they will actually obstruct the development.
所以教会在选负责人的时候呢，顶多两届啊，再来再换，这个有好处。
So when church is electing the board members, they change members every 2 years. This is actually beneficial.
因为教会人才很多。
Because the church has many talents.
如果一直是这个人呢，从年轻当到老啊。这个教会就不会很进步的。
If the church board is just one person and is always in position from young to a more senior age, then the church will never progress.
那么一个谦卑的人，他就懂得知进退。
So a humble person knows when to go forward and when to step back.
当进的时候要进，当退的时候要退。
When it's time to go forward, he will do so, and when it's time to step back, he will do so.
那么这种呢，也是商人的智慧。
And this is also wisdom of a merchant.
那么商人因为有这种智慧，
and because a merchant has this kind of wisdom,
他不断地得到更有价值的东西，
he will continue to gain what is more valuable.
那么没有这种智慧的人呢，他更价值的东西他往往没有机会去得到去获得的。
And those without this kind of concept, and often they cannot gain what's more valuable.
所以我们呢要强调教会里面的这些有才能有恩赐的人要多用它。
So we must emphasize on using the talented people of the church.
那么如果品德不好的就不要用。
And those without good virtues, we should not use them for holy work.
因为呢，品格比才能更重要。
Because good virtue is more important than talent.
这叫做宁缺毋滥。
This means that we rather not have enough people to do the work. We don't want to just get anybody to do it.
宁可缺乏这些人，不要让这个团体烂下去。
We rather lack people to do the work. We don't want to do bad work.
所以我们教会呢要推动圣工，人员很重要。
Therefore, for our church to develop holy work to progress, the
方法也很重要。
The member doing it is very important, and the method is also very important.
在台湾有一个教会。
In Taiwan, we had a church.
以前我注目过的。
And I pastored there before.
因为那个会堂地点不好。
And because the location of the chapel was not good.
后来呢，有信徒发现有另一个地方比较好。
And then later on, some member discovered a better location.
但是大多数的信徒都居住在这个本来这个会堂的周围。
But then most of the members lived close to the old chapel.
那当然呢，很多信徒都反对。
Of course, many of the members objected to this concept.
说这个会堂呢，新看的这一个呢，可以做会堂，这个是。跟一个住宿比较近，但是那边信徒比较少。
So they say that this new location for building a chapel is only closer to a deacon's house, but there's not many members who live there.
但是这个住宿他有眼光。
But this deacon, he has this insight.
因为那个地方呢，交通方便，树荒发达。
He knows that that place is convenient, transportation-wise, and it can connect to all areas.
所以要买的呢，这个会堂又很大很好。
And also the new location, the new chapel is really big and it's very good.
所以在艰难当中就通过了。
So, despite all difficulties, the proposal was passed.
但是还是有一些比较保守一直怪这个执事是时代的罪人。
And, but there are still many more conservative members who kept blaming the deacon for being a sinner of time.
那当教会搬到这个新的地方的时候，
So after church moved to this new location,
他就善用一些呢正当的事情来做。
And he used some legal work.
他认为讲台很重要。
He thinks that the pulpit is very important.
讲台如果没有好东西听众不会来的。你怎么骂他，怎么鼓励他，他也不会来。
So if you do not have good sermons on the pulpit, members will not come. No matter how much you rebuke them or encourage them to come, they will not come.
因为他呢，当老师如果呢，老师如果没有好的东西呢，学生不会专心听他的。
Because he is a teacher, so he knew that if a teacher does not give good content in his class, students will not listen.
所以他很注重讲台，经常邀请那些呢有恩赐的人来讲道。
So he put emphasis on the sermons on the pulpit, and he often invited those very talented members to give sermons.
所以一个很大的会堂经常爆满
So this large chapel is often filled with members.
两年前又分出一个教会。
And 2 years ago, they established another branch.
那个信徒数分出很多，但是还是一直爆满。为什么会人要来这边听道呢？
And many members went to the new church, but still in that church is still filled with members because why would they come to listen?
那么在另外分出去的那一间呢，他会学习母会的方法。
And because they give good sermons, so people continue to come to listen, and the newly established church, they learn from the ways of the mother branch.
那么呢，啊，这两间教会就一族的有热气、有兴旺的这种情形呐、啊。
So then you can see the progress in the two churches.
这就是呢，要有变卖的勇气。
This means that we have to have this courage to sell everything.
保持现状不见得好。
Keep the current way might not be the best way.
那只要这个变卖呢，能够获得更价值更高的，就值得去做。
As long as when we sell everything, we can gain something of greater value, then it would be worth for us to do.
那么有关个人的灵修。
Then, regarding our personal spiritual cultivation.
跟这个变卖也有关系的。
It also relates to this selling everything.
也就是悔改了。
And that is repentance.
我们请看路加福音书。
Look chapter 13, verse 4 and 5.
从前希罗亚罗倒塌了，压死18个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。希罗亚罗倒塌了，压死18个人。
The tower in Siloam fell on them and killed.Many people.
人有一种错误的观念。
And people usually have this wrong concept.
认为遭遇不幸的人都是坏人。
We think that those who encounter misfortune are bad people.
其实不见得这样。
But in actuality, that might not be true.
这十八个人不见得不好。
These 18 people who died when the tower crashed might not be evil ones.
那么如果他们是好人，为什么神没有保护他们？
But if they were good people, why did God not protect them?
难道好人就不能被押赎上天国吗？
Are we saying that good people cannot be killed and go into heaven?
当然可以啊。
Of course they can.
所以你不能够怪这十八个人，因为遭遇这种事情就把他列为坏人。
Therefore, we cannot blame these 18 people who encountered this misfortune and say that they're wicked.
那这一座楼倒塌呢？啊，非常轰动啊！全耶路撒冷的人都知道。
And when this tower fell, everyone in Jerusalem heard about it because it was a great news.
那这件不幸的事情发生啊。
And when this misfortune happened,
主耶稣在这边强调。
Jesus here emphasized.
全城的耶路撒冷的人呢？都要想要不断的悔改。
All the others living in Jerusalem must continue to think about this and repent.
这一座楼如果一直保持现状，不见得好。
For this tower to continue standing, it might not be good.
倒了才能够重建新的。
After it falls, then you can build new ones.
那么一个人的心也是一样的。
Same for heart of man.
不能够一直的保持这样。
We cannot keep our heart the same way.
我说的心就是呢一种观念。
When I say heart, I mean concept.
我们要不断的弃旧更新呐。
We have to give up the old concepts and obtain new ones.
心灵要不断弃旧更新，这才是真正的灵修啊。
We have to continue to renew our heart. This is true spiritual cultivation.
不是一天保持一个小时的祷告，两个小时的看圣经啊，天天来聚会，不是。如果心态不改变，这个都没有用的。
True spiritual cultivation is not that you pray an hour and read Bible for 2 hours every day and come to service every day. This, if you do not change your concept, do not change your heart, then this is useless.
所谓呢啊，灵修就是不断的改变自己，更新自己。不是20年前这样，20年后还是这样，没有进步。
Spiritual cultivation is to continue to renew yourself and to improve yourself. If you are the same as who you are 20 years ago and you never improved, then this is not true spiritual cultivation.
所以主耶稣在讲这个比喻的，他特别强调这个人呢有变卖一切所有的勇气。
So when Jesus spoke this parable, he emphasized that this person had the courage to sell everything.
我们请看 哥罗西书三章九节十节。
Please turn to Colossians.
第三章第九节第十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 9.
哥罗西书第三章第九节第十节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 9 and 10.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。保罗在这边强调啊，脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Paul here emphasized that we have to take off our old selves and become a new person.
这种弃旧更新要有勇气。
And this giving up the old and attend new concept, you have to have courage to do that.
如果你不愿意把二十年前衣服淘汰掉，那现在有一些新款的衣服你没有办法去穿。
If you're not willing to give up the clothes you had 20 years ago, then you cannot buy new ones of current trend.
要弃旧更新啊。
You have to give up the old and pursue the new.
那么一个人的这个啊观念也是一样的。
Same for a concept of man.
要不断的调整。
You have to adjust your concept.
还有一个人的言语也是一样的。
Also speech of a person.
有的人口气很大。
And some people they speak rudely.
因为种种的啊环境造成他口气很大。
And because the environment they grow up made him this way.
但是当他没有这种环境的时候，他还是口气很大。
But then even when he's not in this environment, he continued to speak the same way.
所以雅各说啊，人能够在他的言语上呢，啊，有完全就是不断的修正。
And James, that's why James told us for a man to attain perfection in speech, he has to continually adjust his speech.
他是一个完全人。
He was a perfect man.
那么能够不断的修正，这叫做灵修啊。
And to continue to adjust himself, this is true spiritual cultivation.
所以我们常常把灵修这两个字呢，把它放在多祷告、多读经、多聚会，其实行为不改变，这个都没有用的。
Often we put spiritual cultivation as praying more often and read the Bible more often and attend service more often, but actually, if you do not change your deeds, then all those are useless.
所以所谓灵修就是跟悔改要连在一起。
Therefore, spiritual cultivation must be linked with repentance.
摩西成为当时最温柔的一个人。
Moses became the most gentle person of his time.
但是他要成为最温柔的人呢，他灵修四十年。
But in order for him to become the most gentle person, he has spiritually cultivated himself for 40 years.
在人看起来呢，他是进步了太多啊。
To man, he improved too much.
但是在神看呢，他还是不及格。
But in the eyes of God, he still failed.
摩西因为说了一句啊急躁的话而不能进迦南地啊。
And Moses said one word out of his impulse, and he could not enter the land of Canaan.
他也认为啊，自己不能进去啊。
And he also agreed that he could not enter the land.
所以所谓灵修啊，就跟悔改连在一起。
Therefore, spiritual cultivation goes with repentance.
请看提摩太前书第五章二十一节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21.
提摩太前书第五章二十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21.
我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前祝福你，要遵守这些话，不可成见，行事也不可有偏心。这里提到
，Here it mentioned，
不可成见。
Then we must do things without partiality.
人有先入为主啊。
And often men are biased.
先看的，先听的，占便宜。
If you have heard about something, you believe in it, then you always believe in it.
所以有的人就抢先去让你听到，抢先去让你看到。
Therefore, some people, in order to gain your trust, they will show you things or let you hear things first.
在人来看呢，这是人的一种缺点呐。
In the sight of man, this is a shortcoming of man.
那有的人呢， 这种缺点一直保存几十年。
And some people had kept the shortcoming for decades.
比如说呢，这个人在小孩的时候，你看他长大。
For example, you see this child and he had grown up.
你对他的印象很深。
You had, he left a great impression in your mind.
当他长大以后，到另外一个地方，二十年以后再跟你见面。
After he grew up, he went to another place and he met you again 20 years later.
你以前的观念一直留在脑海里面。
And the impression he left you is still in your mind.
认为这个人呢就是那个样子。
You still think that this person is the same.
其实二十年后他已经脱胎换骨，不是那种人的。
But actually, he has totally changed himself. After 20 years, he's no longer the same.
所以一个人要打破他的成见不容易啊。
Therefore, for a person to break his old way of thinking, his bias is hard.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面，这个商人呢，他就是有这种勇敢呢，能够把他的这个成见改掉。
So in this parable told by Jesus, this merchant had this brave heart to change his partiality.
有这种变卖的勇气啊。
So he has this courage to sell everything.
那么一个注重灵修的人要不断有悔改的勇气。
Therefore, as a person who emphasizes on spiritual cultivation, he has to have this courage to repent.
这样才不会偏心的。
So that he will not show favoritism.
主耶稣也有偏见的。
Jesus actually showed partiality.
因为他是犹太人。
Because he was Jewish.
所以他看犹太人以外的人就好像不是人一样。
So he did not treat other people aside from Jewish people as human.
他看那迦南妇人好像狗一样的。
He see the Samaritan woman as a dog.
但是后来主耶稣呢，他在讲话的时候不断的改变。
But then Jesus kept changing the way of his speech.
他不断的接纳犹太人以外的人。
He continued to accept those outside Jewish community.
这个就留下榜样给我们的。
And this leave us a good example.
这个叫做语气的调整啊。
And this means to adjust your tone of speech.
那么在教会里面呢，这个都很重要的一种灵修啊。
And this is very important spiritual cultivation in church.
我们请看启示录第三章十七节十八节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 3, verse 7.
启示录第三章十七节十八节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
你说我是富足，已经发财，一样都不缺，但却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、畜生的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你畜生的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。老底家教会本来是一个很好的教会。
The church in Laodicea was originally a good church.
那因为这种状况保持很久，就造成一种满足啊。
And because this condition continued for a long time, so they were satisfied.
那一直认为我住籍是一个很富有很好的。
They kept thinking that they were rich.
其实在神看起来呢，渐渐贫穷啊。
But actually, in the sight of God, they slowly become poor.
不见得钱多叫做富足啊。有的人没有钱，但是他心里很富足，这个也有的。
Having more money does not necessarily mean you're more rich. Some people, they do not have much wealth, but they are rich in spirit.
在某方面比别人呢更好。
In some areas, they are better than others.
所以造成他一种富足。
Therefore, they thought they're rich.
那么帖撒罗尼迦呢他们就一族的认为自己很好。
The church in Thessalonians, they think they are good.
所以约翰呢他才告诉他们。
Therefore, John told them.
要有变卖的这种勇气啊。
They must have this courage to sell everything.
该卖掉的卖掉，买新的买重要更宝贵。
Sell what they need to sell and buy new things that are of greater value.
十八节记载说要买火炼的金子。
In verse 18, it tells them to buy gold refined in the fire.
这个就叫做信心火炼。
And this is referring to faith that is tested after fire.
信心是没有标准的。
There's no standard for our faith.
但是要不断地追求。
But we must continue to pursue for better faith.
在彼得的书信里面把它列为叫做宝贵的信心、啊、
In the epistle of Peter, he said these are precious faith.
就是价值高啊。
It means that they are of higher value.
我们请看彼得后书第一章第一节。
Please turn to 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1.
彼得后书第一章第一节。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1.
做耶稣基督仆人和属徒的西门彼得写信给那因我们神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，信心是宝贵的。
Faith is precious.
在属灵方面呢，这个价值很高。
Spiritually, faith has a high value.
有的人呢，对每样东西都要亲手摸过。亲眼看过才要相信。
Some people will only believe after they had feel something or experienced something themselves.
但是在属灵方面呢，往往吃亏很大，因为看不见摸不到。
So then spiritually they are at a disadvantage because spiritual things cannot be touched or seen.
希伯来书十一章在强调信心呐、啊。
Hebrews chapter 11 put emphasis on faith.
对未来有肯定。
And to be sure of the future.
这是信心。
This is faith.
那么信心要经过熬炼才能不断地提升。
And faith must be tested in order to be elevated.
叫做火炼金金。
And this is gold refined by fire.
请看彼得前书一章七节。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
彼得前书一章七节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称。